Felix and Drusilla hear the wonderful good news. Not long after this, Felix and his wife Drusilla sent for Paul that they might hear him speak upon faith in Christ Jesus. They were eager to listen to these new truths, truths which, if rejected, would witness against them in the day of God. Paul knew that he stood in the presence of one who had power to put him to death or to set him free, yet he did not address Felix and Drusilla with flattery. Forgetting all selfish considerations, he sought to arouse them to a sense of their peril. The apostle realized that one day they would stand either among the holy around the great white throne, or with those to whom Christ would say, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Few had ever before dared even to intimate to Felix that his character and conduct were not faultless. But Paul had no fear of man. He was thus led to speak of those virtues essential to Christian character, of which the haughty pair before him were so destitute. He held up before Felix and Drusilla God's righteousness, justice, and the nature of his law. He showed that it is man's duty to live a life of sobriety and temperance, in conformity to God's law, preserving the physical and mental powers in a healthy condition. There would surely come a day of judgment when it would be revealed that wealth, position, or titles are powerless to deliver man from the results of sin. This life is man's time of preparation for the future life. Should he neglect present opportunities, he would suffer eternal loss. No new probation would be given. Paul especially showed how God's law extends to the deep secrets of man's moral nature. The law searches his thoughts, motives, and purposes. Dark passions hidden from the sight of men, jealousy, hatred, lust, and ambition, evil deeds meditated upon yet never executed for want of opportunity, all these God's law condemns. Paul pointed to the one great sacrifice for sin, Christ, as the only source of life and hope for fallen man. As holy men of old saw the dying agonies of the sacrificial victims, they looked across the gulf of ages to the Lamb of God that was to take away the sin of the world. God justly claims the love and obedience of His creatures. But many forget their Maker and return enmity for love. God cannot lower the requirements of His law, neither can man, in his own power, meet the demands of the law. Only by faith in Christ can the sinner be cleansed from guilt and be enabled to render obedience to the law of his Maker. Thus Paul the prisoner urged the claims of the divine law and presented Jesus as the Son of God, the world's Redeemer.